1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE and the Cool Jazz Set. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is singer Chloe Brisson, and you are listening to one of the premier jazz programs on the East Coast. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you will enjoy the music. And now, here is your fantastic host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Chloe. Chloe Brisson, a favorite here for a number of years on the Cool Jazz Set, one of my favorites especially. And welcome, my friends, to 2 hours of this great American art, modern jazz with taste, just as you like it. And tonight marks the beginning of a ninth year here at WDCE on Sundays, playing this great American art, just as you like it. And I thank you for tuning in. Tonight's show, the theme is swinging into our ninth year, that's for sure. Well, let me tell you about Miss Chloe Brisson, who is one of my very favorites, no question about that. Several years ago, when she was not quite 17, Bill Mays, a good friend and wonderful pianist who played with Sarah Vaughan and many others, sent me a CD. It was just entitled Chloe Brisson. It was her debut recording. She was like 2 months shy of her 17th birthday. He said, as he usually does in an understatement, "Hey, Paul, take a listen. I think she has promise." And Bill, if you're listening, thank you, sir. That was so nice of you to send me that. And I have loved that recording so much. I played it a number of times over the last several years. And we'll actually start that tonight, too. But let me tell you a bit, Miss Chloe. She just finished a marvelous program that she was in at the New England Conservatory, and now, this fall, she will be attending the Berklee Global Jazz Institute in Boston. It is a one-year master's outreach program that is ensemble-based, and she was one of three vocalists selected. So, congratulations to Miss Chloe. We are so proud of you. I know you folks are, too. And we're going to start tonight's show with Miss Chloe Brisson. And this is one of my favorite cuts that she did. Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you, Miss Chloe Brisson.
Falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. And I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day, you to know I'm
And that was pianist Rossano Sportiello from his new album Pastel, solo piano on the Arbus record label. And a really fine pianist that plays with a lot of people. This happens to be his solo album, which I enjoyed very much. And I thank Arbus for sending that to me, too. And up next, here's a nice recording by Stan Getz and Bill Evans Trio. And this was done back just a few years ago. And let's see, I don't have the date on this. 1980-something. Anyway, this is a tune called Stan's Blues. Stan Getz on tenor with the Bill Evans Trio. Thank you.
home each night by 10, drinking tea instead of scotch, burning candles at one end, carved my last bedpost notch. Guess you've knocked my carefree heart from off the fence. Baby, you're a bad influence. I've started shaving twice a day, buying flowers instead of smokes. I've been saving half my pay like those other boring blokes. Seems it's you and you alone from this day hence. Babe, you're a bad influence. And you somehow own my only extra key. Your folks, no joke, and they like me. What's worse, and this is no exaggeration, you're all joining me on my next vacation. You've got me thinking about my weight, eating vegan instead of crap. And tonight on our big date, I'll propose that tender trap. With this ring, I'll offer up my last defense. Influence. You should be arrested.
Paul Schaefer, organist and vocalist on that. Bad Influence. And before that, we played the Stan Getz, Bill Evans piece from the album entitled By Beautiful. 1974 was when that was done. And the nice bass work on that was by Eddie Gomez. Thought I'd mention that. And let's see, up next, this is a nice recording from Walt Weisskopf on the Positone record label from his album entitled Fountain of Youth. And this is his quintet. And this is a nice tune by Johnny Mandel. Close enough. Thank you. Basso, along with Mike Murley and his group, Mike on tenor saxophone, and Red Schweiger, the great guitarist, Steve Wallace on bass, a nice recording. By Myself is the title of that tune. And if by chance you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. We're here every Sunday playing this great American art, modern jazz as you like it. And our show is recorded, as always. Tonight's show will be uploaded in 2 one-hour segments at our website tomorrow morning. Just go to cooljazzset.com and click on the header radio shows, and you will see both of them. Tonight's one-hour segments. And up next, we're going to hear from one of my favorite singers. This is young Miss Kate Reed, and with an arrangement and orchestra directed by Mr. Jeremy Fox. And this is a nice arrangement of That Old Feeling. I saw you last night and got that old feeling.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. When you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seem to feel that old yearning, and I knew that spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old, old feeling is still in my heart. It's that old, old feeling. It's that old, old feeling. But it lay, 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 but you put up that it lay, last night and got that old feeling when you came in sight. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. I felt a thrill when you caught my eye. My heart stood still. Once again I seem to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old, old feeling is still in my heart. It's that old, old feeling. It's that old, old
thank you.
and a really nice recording of I Remember You, a great classic tune. And that was by alto saxophonist Gary Foster in a duo with the great bassist Putter Smith from an album entitled Perfect Circularity. And a marvelous couple of artists. Let's see, it's time for some Oscar Peterson. This is something he did back in 1956. It was a live recording with Ray Brown on bass and Herb Ellis on guitar. And this is How High the Moon.
A little earlier in the evening, we featured our guitarist, Herbie Ellis. And at this time, we would like to feature our bassist, Ray Brown, as he joins us to do a number that has become a jazz classic, How High the Moon.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson, Ray Brown, and Herb Ellis, How High the Moon. Well, we finish out this first set with a wonderful trio, Bill Lohr, my old friend from Richmond, who has been quite successful in the music business at West, and his beautiful wife, great voice, Peggy Lauren Lohr, singing Why Did I Choose You? And Bill and Peg, if you're listening, this is a wonderful recording.
Why did I choose you? What did I see in you? I saw the heart you hide so well. I saw a quiet man who had me in its glowing spell. Why did I want you? What could you offer me? A love to last a lifetime through. And when I lost my I had to choose again, I would still choose you. Why did I want you? What could you offer me? A love to last a lifetime. I lost it. Still choose you.